Liz Weiss, we have with us. She is the author of the new book, No Wine with Dinner, 150 kid-tested recipes for meal makeover moms. Now, I love this book, first of all.
This is a great guest.
This is a great guest and a great book. Liz, she is a she's a registered dietitian, and this is a book that that has tons of recipes, and she doesn't believe in, like, the sneaking the vegetables in.
Yeah.
She thinks you should celebrate the vegetables and make sure your kids know how to eat those vegetables.
Yeah, I don't agree with that part.
Well, let's talk about that. Liz, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Pleasure to have you. Now, first of all, the thing that really pops out at me, number one, is these are all easy recipes to make. And one of the things that I can't stand, like, I try to cook dinner for the family once a week. And I'm telling you, if I have to be in that kitchen for more than an hour, it drives me insane. It's like the last place on earth I want to be. So a lot of these recipes are recipes that are very simple to make and easy to prepare and stuff like that. Did you keep that in consideration for writing this book? Was that a big thing for you, the time element involved?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, I'm a dietitian and I'm a mom. So for me, I want to make sure that there are no barriers, no obstacles to getting healthy meals on the table. And the big three are lack of time, finances. People think nutritious food is more expensive, so we really took that into consideration. And the biggest obstacle to good nutrition is kids who whine and complain, which is why I wrote No Wine with Dinner with fellow dietitian Janice Newell Bissix. And so for me and for Janice as busy moms, we want recipes to be quick and easy. And quick and easy can equal great nutrition, which can equal really kid-friendly. And that's what we're all about.
Now, what do you do about the kids that are, you know, I'm a picky eater, and my son is a picky eater. How do you incorporate stuff for the picky eater?
Well, we actually, Janice and I, did a survey of 600 moms last year. So we were asking them, you know, what are the biggest obstacles to nutrition, and they told us. And then we said, okay, give us your best tip, your best strategy for getting your kids to eat a healthy diet, to be open-minded to trying all those fruits and vegetables. And so in the book, we have 50 mom secrets for getting picky eaters to try new foods. 50. So if you have a picky eater, you can read through those tips and say, oh, my gosh, this tip's for me. Let me give you an example. We have a mom. Her name is Kim. She lives in the Midwest. She's got 3 kids. I actually think she has 4 kids by now. She said, you know what, every time we go to the grocery store, we play the try it game, which means that the kids pick out a new food they want to try, and no junk food is allowed. So they bring home a new vegetable or a new fruit, something they've never tried before. They look in cookbooks, they look on the web, they look in magazines, and each kid finds a recipe they actually want to try. So they're more likely, they're more motivated to try that new food. So we believe that if you keep it proactive, if you get the kids involved, not only will they get excited about nutrition, they're going to want to eat the healthy stuff, and then you won't have to sneak it in. And that takes a lot of time, trust me.
Do you have recipes that are, you know, that are the classic kid recipes, like, you know,
McNuggets.
Chicken nuggets, you know, pizza, macaroni and cheese, creme brulee, you know, the stuff that kids love.
I love it. Creme brulee. Well, you know what? We do not believe in kid food. We believe in family food. I personally like mac and cheese, and I personally like chicken nuggets, not necessarily the kind that you get at a fast food restaurant. So we have a lot of recipes in the book that are really family friendly, really familiar. So it might be lasagna, it might be mac and cheese, it might be carrot cupcakes or tacos, but we make them really healthy and really flavorful. And to make them kid-friendly, because, you know, if you write a book called No Wine with Dinner, you got to make sure that nobody's going to whine when they eat this food. So we sent the recipes out to be tested. Oh, my gosh, it took so long. So 150 recipes, that was hundreds of moms who tested the recipes, gave us their feedback. We tweaked the recipes. Some recipes we just said, goodbye, you're not going in the book. And so we got it down to 150 recipes that really do appeal to kids. And so they are truly kid-friendly, but more importantly, they're family-friendly.
Now, when it comes to things that you should avoid with your children in terms of the meals, are there any big mistakes that parents make with whether it's the preparation or whether it's, you know, anything that any big no-nos that, that you really try to avoid with the kids to get them to be, you know, better eaters with especially the fruits and the vegetables.
Right. Well, I'm glad you asked that because there are certain things that really freak kids out. I'm not going to say every kid, but I have two boys. One is 12, one's 15. So believe me, I've cooked a lot of meals. And so there's certain things kids don't like. For example, I like to add nuts to recipes, walnuts, pecans, and almonds because they're so nutritious and filled with antioxidants.
And they're crunchy,
fiber.
Too. It gives that little
they're
crunch
crunchy.
Feel. Yeah.
But if you're eating one of my, say, chocolate chip cookies, and you are a kid and you bite into this big chunk of a nut, you're going to be like, ooh, what's that? So what I tend to do, and I call for this in my recipes, you chop the nuts till they're really fine. Not like paste, but, you know, kind of little grains of sand almost. So you don't want those lumps and chunks, even like things like the pasta sauce. When I'm buying pasta sauce, I will buy pasta sauce that is kid-friendly, meaning it doesn't have a lot of the chunks of tomato in it.
Right.
Even if I use a recipe, might call for a can of crushed tomatoes.
Right.
You won't see diced tomatoes, but you will see crushed because all those little chunks really skeeve kids out, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
Not every kid, but a lot of them.
You know, what's funny you say that is my kid loves, like, he loves cheese and he loves bread. But he doesn't like pizza, and I don't know what the heck is going on. And I think it might be the texture, or I think it might be have something to do with maybe the chunks of tomatoes. I don't know, but I always wonder. Mm-hmm. You know, is you take the same foods and you prepare them in different ways, and they're like, I don't like that. You know, and I don't know. I guess it has to do with the texture or the.
How do you feel about punishing the kid to make him eat? Because
punishing,
you know,
the kid to make
because
the meat,
it gets a little ridiculous. You know, the kids, I don't like that. I only want to eat this. These.
Oh yeah.
Foods.
Should you go with the route of saying, all right, well, dude, you
guess
can't.
What?
That's
We're
it.
Not making mac and cheese every single day. You know, you're going to eat what we eat and just deal with it.
Yeah. What do you feel about that?
Well, you have to realize that parents are the boss, and once you lose control of that role, you become the short order cook, and then you become very frazzled.
Do you mind writing that down so I can give that to my wife?
You're the boss. You know, it's so funny. I have to tell you, my first cookbook was called Mom's Guide to Meal Makeovers, and on the cover, there's a graphic, like a fun illustration of a mom, and she's wearing a chef hat, and it says boss on it, because you really, mom and dad, you're the boss, or grandparents, you're the boss. Don't feel bad about it. You're not the dictator, but you grocery shop, so you know what's in your house. You pick the recipes, but I will tell you, if you do something, here's another tip in the book, if you include your kids in the meal planning and assign one night a week to each child, your kids are going to start eating like there's no tomorrow. So if you're going through a bunch of recipes, we have one mom, she keeps a box, and in it the kids are clipping recipes from their favorite magazines or copying them out of cookbooks from the library or maybe getting No Wine with Dinner, my book. But they're keeping a log of all these recipes. And then if it's your assignment, Johnny's got Saturday night, he's going to make a recipe with mom or dad, and all of a sudden he's got ownership of that. He knows how long it took to make it. He knows what went in it. So he's more likely to give it a try and be excited about it, and so are the siblings. So once you get the kids excited to get them involved, all of a sudden they're like, you know what, that's kind of good. I kind of like that. We have another mom from Marietta, Georgia, named Kelly. She's a third grade teacher, and she gave us a tip. It's called Play the Three Pennies Game. And
ooh,
she said when
that?
Her kids were younger, you'd sit at the table. Everybody gets three pennies, and you have to put those pennies into the middle of the table, but you can't put them in there till you dole out three compliments. And you can't give a compliment until you take a bite. So you might try something and say, wow, this is an interesting pizza, Mom, but tomatoes are kind of lumpy. I think I'll pass on it next time, but great effort, you know.
So at least right.
There's positive energy.
Right.
Nobody's whining. Nobody's upset.
Right.
You got to have fun with it.
Right. Right. I like that. That's a great idea. Because my
doctor and your family might work better with a $100 bill.
Yeah, we may have to use more money than a penny. But that's a great idea because that's one of the, a frustrating thing for my wife and myself. When we spend a lot of time cooking and then all of a sudden the kid goes, I hate this. This is terrible. What did you – ugh, I can't stand this. It's like, okay, next time we're going to get nothing. So, well, the book is called No Wine with Dinner, 150 Healthy Kid-Tested Recipes from the Meal Makeover Moms. Now, Liz, your website is also mealmakeovermoms.com. What can we find there as well?
Well, my recipe, like yours, is packed with a lot of information for families. We have a blog. It's called Meal Makeover Mom's Kitchen, and we always have cool giveaways and lots of new recipes on there for people to check out. We have a very active Facebook fan page, and we love our fans because they'll post questions, and as dietitians, we get right in there and we answer them right away. We've got a podcast just like you. It's called Cooking with the Moms.
Cooking with the Moms.
So every week we have a different theme on the show. So that's really fun, and that's on iTunes and also on our website. So it's a great resource. We have a 7-day meal planner on there, a customized supermarket shopping list. So lots of free resources for folks. And then if they're interested in learning more about the book, they can certainly learn about the book on mealmakeovermoms.com as well.
Well, it's a great book, and we're really fortunate to have you on the show today. Thank you so much, Liz, for coming on. And the book, again, is No Wine with Dinner. Go check out the website, mealmakeovermoms.com. We really appreciate you taking time out today to come on our show. Thank you, Liz.
Well, you're welcome, and good luck with your family.
Thank you so much. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye.
You too.
That is Liz Weiss. She is the author of No Wine with Dinner. Go check out her website, mealmakeovermoms.com. Also, when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our Facebook page right now. Go and become one of our fans.
Right now.
Right now. We've got a little bit of time
before
our next guest comes on.
Yeah,
we can wait. And also, when you go, one of the things I want you to do, too, is go to our Amazon page, right, Lee?
Yeah. And buy the book. Or you know what? Don't buy the book. Just write a review.
Without even reading the book?
Just trust
Make
us.
It up.
Trust us. The book's good.
Make it up. It's a great book. Loved it. I recommend it for all my friends who have kids, even if you don't have kids. So, yeah, go to our Facebook page. Become one of our friends. Go to our website. Check out some of our past interviews. And soon there's going to be lots of video stuff on there as well. Funny videos. Good stuff.
Yeah.
We have some funny stuff that we did.
I can't wait.
Can't wait for it to get out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's starring in the videos? Do we hire actors?
No, you and I.
Oh, great.
You and I.